wherever you are in the world, you're with KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning, everybody in the studio now. Hello. How's it going? Good morning. So what's happening is Laguna Playhouse puts on plays all year round, and it's usually grown-ups. And then once in a while, they do this thing where kids do it, and it's always awesome. And this time around, November 11th through 19th, they've got Oliver, which is, you know, classic, brilliant theatre. Very excited to welcome Grace Hahn to the studio, Finn Flanagan. Hello, Finn. Also, Sandra Rice and Donna Inglima.
Yes, thank you.
Inglima. It's so exotic.
It's so Italian.
Does it mean British, though?
Oh, of course it's British whenever you want it to be.
It sounds like it's British, doesn't it? Inglima. Inglisi. Inglisi is Arabic for British.
Ah.
And in Arabic you can say, Ana Inglisi tenahastizi, which means I am British, kiss my butt.
Ooh,
yeah. Love
but it.
But
it rhymes, though, in Arabic.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. You are director of youth programming.
I am. Youth theatre education and outreach.
Do you love doing it?
I love it. It's such a challenge every day. I learn everything. I learn things every day.
Yeah.
And I work with magnificent people. And two of the young people are right here, Finn Flanagan and Grace Hahn.
Finn and Grace, you're in the program, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What got you into this? You just fans of theatre generally, or was this something your parents made you do?
Oh, of course not. I love doing theatre ever since I was little.
Have you?
Yes.
What's some of your favourite theatre? You Shakespeare person, or do you like modern theatre?
I like musical theatres, like modern.
Do you?
Yeah.
Musical theatre's your thing. What about you, Finn?
Me? I don't really have a preference, but I do like a lot of musical theatre.
Do you?
Yeah.
As long as you're in it, it's all right, right?
Oh, yeah.
Basically. How old are you guys?
I'm 14.
I'm 13.
Yeah, Finn was in our radio camp earlier on this year, that we was our first ever, and you survived to fight another day.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, still alive. Glad to see it.
Very he good. Survived, and he arranged all of this for us this morning.
That's the other thing, too. By the way,
very
kudos
proactive
to you for emailing around everybody and being proactive and doing the things that need to be done to make this kind of thing happen, because it doesn't happen unless somebody takes the reins, and you did it, Finn. It's quite impressive, really. No disrespect, but to a guy of your age, it's very impressive. So thank you very much. So, Donna, why Oliver? Obviously, a lot of kids in Oliver.
There are a lot of kids in
Lots
Oliver.
Kids. Yeah.
It's a classic story, as you said. It's beloved, it's classic, and it's a story that I think is universal. It's universal. It's addressing social justice issues as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, very much so, I'm sure.
And it's also kind of this epic fairy tale that happens as well.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I think, you know, but we think of those times, those Victorian times in Britain has been particularly harsh on children, you know, but somebody was in here the other day. It's Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month in Laguna.
Right
now. And they were saying that one in four kids in Orange County still is at risk of hunger.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, you know, we think of this as being sort of anachronistic, but really it's still happening today.
Yes. It doesn't go away. The same issues don't seem to go away.
Do you spend time with the kids, you know, trying to put it into context for them?
You know, that's a good question. I wish there was more time to sort of put it in context for them. We do chat some. They talk. They do some of their own research. We look at the songs. We break down the songs. You know, the acting scene with the youth, it's really, other than the Dodger gang, there's not an awful lot for the orphans to do
right in
that, other than sing and be this incredible chorus for Fagin. Or in the food scene. It's later on in the play that
the
really...
The food scene.
Glorious food.
God, it's so nice to have some guests in who are talking about something that I'm actually familiar with.
Well, you are a Brit.
We just grew up with this, you know.
That's right.
Totally grew up with this. And I think I know all the words to In This Life, One Thing Counts. That's who I should be playing in this thing. I was passed
over.
You
want to pick a pocket or two.
Yeah. It's so funny, so brilliantly written.
It is.
Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine.
Right.
So great. Oh my God, I remember all of that stuff. Somebody who's got a big part in this, Sandra Rice. Hello, Sandra.
Good morning.
What are you? You look like a person who's been out of school for many years and now is doing great things in the community.
Well,
how old are you?
Yes. Do I have to answer that?
Yeah, you do.
I'm 37.
Goodness me.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't put you there.
Well, that's good.
I know, absolutely. So how did you get involved in this?
I've been doing theater since I was a young, young child, doing singing competitions since I was very young. So I've been in the theater circuit for quite some time.
I'm embarrassed now because I asked you your age, thinking you were probably around about maybe 22, 23. So I'm totally embarrassed.
That's okay.
So I apologize for that. But it's because it's irrelevant when you get past a certain age. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Exactly.
You know.
That's what we like the directors to think.
Yeah. And are you from around here?
I grew up in Corona, actually, and I have
not far away.
Family and friends that live in Laguna Beach, and I currently live in Redlands, California.
Well, you are gonna sing for us.
I am, yes.
A song from the. Can you put it into context?
So I play the character Nancy, who is in love with Bill Sykes, the bad guy of the story, and she has a very tumultuous relationship with him. But her better instincts tells her that she needs to help little Oliver despite her loyalty to Bill Sykes.
Right, and the trouble it might get her into.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she kind of martyrs herself, so to speak, to save this young child to help him get a better life.
Okay, so this is a song from Oliver. Again, sorry, what's the name of the character again?
Nancy.
Nancy, I always forget her name. Yeah.
Yes.
A tragic character in the play, Oliver.
Very tragic.
So, Oliver the Musical at Laguna Playhouse. It's part of Laguna Playhouse's Youth Theatre Programme, and it's on November 11th to 19th. And we're going to hear from Sandra Rice singing from that show. Now, here's the thing. I can't make this piano sound that great, but you will sound brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, so don't be shocked if it sounds a bit weird, but you will sound great. All right, here we go. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's Only FM.
He doesn't act as though he cares, but deep inside I know he cares, and that is why I'm tied right by his side. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. But will he never see that someone else needs me? As long as life is long, I'll love him, right or wrong. But something just as strong says someone else needs me. A child with no one to take his part, I'll take his part, Bill, but cross my heart, I won't betray your trust, though people say I must. I've got to stay true.
God, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Wow, big pipes, girl.
Thanks.
Ridiculous. Hey, look, we should just do it. We should go. Look, that's African women screaming in applause.
All day long.
I haven't got applause in my thing, but I do have African ululating. They're ululating for you. That's wow, that's really very beautiful.
Thank
and the wow, Sandra Rice there from Laguna, because she has to be older, doesn't she, than the kids.
Oh, yes.
So now I realise why they've got some old bird in like you to do this.
She's the motherly figure of all these.
She is. But spoiler alert, she dies this, she's the Ophelia thing. Shouldn't really say because kids
don't
are
give away
to.
The ending.
No, and
no, come see it for yourself.
You know, it's one of those moments in theatre that's like it's a big tearjerker. So yeah. Brilliant. Is there anything else we ought to say about
just this? About the website where people can get tickets?
Yes.
And it's www.lagunaplayhouse.com. Go to the youth theater menu, see a show, click on Oliver and pick your date.
And pick your date. That's exactly right. Very good. Thank you for that. And thank you guys for coming in. I quit smoking yesterday, so I'm clearly not here. Right, so I do apologize if I come across as a bit weird. I mean, Finn will tell you I generally do anyway. But... just a little weird, huh? But this is wonderful, and clearly the standard is amazing. Are you going to sing us out, you two?
Yes.
What was the song you were going to do?
Consider Yourself.
Consider Yourself. Wait a minute, let me see. I do have that in the system. Consider Yourself. Talk amongst yourselves while I figure this out. You sent me an MP3, I said, yeah, there we go, here it is. Okay, so, let's not get it started too soon. And surprise everyone. All right. So, Finn Flanagan and Grace Hahn, part of the chorus of this show, you're going to sing us out. I'm going to sing along with you. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's do it. Thank you, Donna Inglima.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for being in here and doing this thing.
Thanks for sharing with us that you've quit smoking. I just want to congratulate you. And I have a gift for you, and I've got it in the car that I think will help you with
the day. Is it cake?
No, it's not cake, but it will be something that I think you'll appreciate. A lollipop.
Okay. I would like a lollipop. Just something for the oral fixation.
That's right.
I know.
That's it.
You can come sing along to our show.
I would. Do you know what? That would be a fun thing to do, wouldn't it? Have an Oliver sing-along.
Since you know
that'd
all the
be
words.
Great.
Well, to some of the songs. Anyway, this is one of my personal favourites, and I'm very grateful that you're doing it. And it's great for the kids, of course, to be involved in this kind of thing. Lots of skills learned during this, not just singing and dancing and carrying on, but to collaboration and a little bit of knowledge about history and children's issues.
Children's issues, poverty.
Right? Yeah, poverty, absolutely.
All right, the social system.
Right, exactly. Well, he was a big... proponent of a change in the social system in Britain in the 19th century. Brilliant stuff, really. All right, so good. I'll say it one more time. Oliver the Musical, Words of Music by Lionel Bart. It starts on November 11th to 19th, lagunaplayhouse.com, is it? Not org.
Lagunaplayhouse.com.
Lagunaplayhouse.com for tickets, and I'm going to go to this and sing along. So you guys, can you hear? You got headphones on? You good?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's start this thing rolling. There you go.
At home, consider yourself part of a family we've taken to you. So strong. It's clear. We're going to get along. Consider yourself.